this week's parasha. We have the famous story of the destruction of Sodom. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs Abraham before he destroys Sodom that he's planning to destroy Sodom. And Avraham Avinu begins that the big bargain of if they're 50 tzaddikim in the city, if they're 45, if they're 40, 30, 20, 10. In the middle of this discussion, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has agreed that if they're 50 tzaddikim in the city, he won't destroy the city, Vayan Avraham Vayomer Hineina Ho'alti Ledaber Al Hashem Va'anochi Afar Va'efer. Says, who am I to talk to Hashem? I'm Afar Va'efer, I'm earth, dirt, I'm ashes. And Avraham Avinu is expressing tremendous humility. I know I'm not worthy of this, but nevertheless, I am still going to try to save the people in Sodom. The Gemara in Masechet Sota and also in Masechet Chulin tells us as follows: Darash Rava, Bischar Shom Avraham Avinu Va'Anochi Afar Ve'Efer. As a reward for Avraham Avinu's tremendous humility, that he said, I'm Ofer, I'm Efer, I'm earth, I'm ashes. Zochu banav lishtei mitzvot. His descendants merited two mitzvot. Efer para va'afar sota. Vanochi afar va'efer. The Efer, they merited the mitzvah of the Efer of the Parah Aduma, that by burning the Parah Aduma and then using the ashes, one can sprinkle a little bit of those ashes on the person who was Tamei Meis, and the person became Tahar. And the Ofer Sota, a woman who engaged in suspicious activity, now there's a cloud of suspicion upon her that maybe she engaged in adultery. And she would go to the Beis HaMikdash and she would drink from the Ofer Sota, and if it turned out that she was innocent, the Ofer Sota would bring a tremendous blessing. But not only would she not die from it if she was innocent, but on the contrary, she would get a bracha. If she was until then childless, she would have a child. If until then she gave birth to children who were weak, she'd give birth to children who were now stronger and healthier. So because of these two mitzvahs, were given as a reward to Avraham Avinu for saying Vanochi Afar Ve'efer. So what's the connection? This is Afar, so there's Afar Sota, this is Efer, and that's Efer. The first level, the Dubna Magid suggests the following mashal. It's a person who wants to invite a number of very, very important guests to a seuda in his house. And there's one guest in particular that he thinks is very important. That guest comes, but he's very, very humble. So when he walks in, he takes a seat all the way in the back, near the entrance. He's not going to sit up front. The host notices this. So the person, this guest, doesn't want to sit up front. So the host says, okay, I have a different solution. And afterwards, as all the other guests come, he asks the other important guest to sit in the back near that guest. In other words, the back of the room became the head table. That which the person thought was he's being so humble and he'll be in the back, the host wants to show him great honor. Avraham Avinu comes along and he says, Anochi Afar Ve'efer, I'm nothing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're Avraham. He says, I'm Anochi Afar Ve'efer. I'm going to take Afar Ve'efer and show you Afar and Efer are very important. And he takes the Afar and Efer and he puts it up there in the front. We're going to have mitzvot. We're going to have the Efer of the Parah Aduma and the Afar of the Sota. That's one thing that one can say. The Beis Halevi, I think, adds a second element.
And the Beis Halevi comes along and says there's an aspect here of Mida Keneged Mida. Afar has no past. Afar has no future. It's finished. Avraham Avinu comes along and he says, I'm like Afar, I don't have any glorious past. I'm like Afar, and I don't have any future. So Kadosh Baruch Hu comes along and says, no. I'm going to show you Afar has past and Afar has future. What role does the Afar of the Sota play? It actually comes along and determines what happened. The woman engaged in suspicious activity, we don't know what happened. And by drinking from the Afar of the Sota, it tells us about the past. And Afar, you claim, has no future. No, Avraham. Afar has a future. The burning of the Parah Aduma and turning it into ashes is only the beginning. It's the ashes that are used for the future to make people who are Tameh Tahar. So you claim that the Afar, your Afar, no past, Afar, no future. No. I'm going to give you mitzvot, where the Afar helps to determine the past, and the Afar helps to make a better future. But I wanted to add on one more element. Humility is very hard. We're all born with an ego. And it's very hard to suppress that ego. None of us would admit to being Ba'alei Gava. We don't come along and say we're arrogant, we're overly proud. We just want Masha Magiali. Just what we deserve. But Avraham Avinu's humility is meant to teach us a lesson. Very often, just recently learning in the Alei Shor, and he talks about this, but I think others talk about it as well. What's the source of machlokas? What's the source of strife? What's the source of anger? Very often it comes from ga'ava, from the person's ego. How dare that person speak to me like this? How dare they treat me like this? How dare they think that this is the way they can handle me? And even though we don't really admit that it's personal, we just say it's bad behavior. But the driver cut me off! No, I'm just saying he's a bad driver. But really, it all stems from the sense of me, of I'm being numero uno, and how could that person treat me like that? And if that's true with our yachas in the general world, it's how much so more true in our interpersonal relationships, especially with those that are close to us. How could the person who's so close treat me like that and talk to me like that and do this to me? Lo magia likach. But if we were to take a step back, if we try to put our ego out of the way, all of a sudden the big things aren't such big things. They're little things. Is it really worth getting so upset about this, about that? For this we have to be angry and upset at parents, at siblings, at spouses, at good friends. Take a step back for a moment. Was it really so horrible? If we had a greater sense of humility, we'd have a lot more shalom. The Afar of the Sota is there to create shalom bayis. It's not there primarily as a punishment. On the contrary, Chazal tell us Well, the Torah tells us that in the process of making, preparing the Meisota, Cohen had to take and write psukim with ink and parchment, and then place it in the water, and the ink would dissolve. But the problem was that those psukim included the name of Hashem, and you're not allowed to destroy the name of Hashem. Chazal tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, for Shalom Bayis, I'm giving you permission, you can destroy my name. You can be mochek my name and let it dissolve in the word. If that's going to help Shalom Bayis, go ahead. Avraham Avinu is telling us unknowingly, to be offer is wonderful. To be humble can create tremendous amount of Shalom. Look, it helps lead us to the offer of the Sota, to create Shalom Bayis. Work on your humility, and you'll have a greater sense of shalom, much more serenity in your life. Much less stress. It's that gava that we deny that we all have, but we have, that usually creates that stress. If we really would think like Avram, v'anochi afar, we'd have much less stress. We say in the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Elokai, ever pay attention to this? Nitzolo Shani Meira, Sfasani Daber Mima, Vilim Kalalai, Nafshi Sidom, Vinafshi Ke'afar, Lakol Tihia. What does it mean, Nafshi Ke'afar, Lakol Tihia? Zalman telling us turn ourselves into a shmata, make ourselves a doormat. No. You have to turn yourself into shmata. But don't sweat the small stuff. So that's not a big deal. So they said this, so they didn't say this, they did this, they didn't do that. It's not really a big deal. And if we thought that way, we'd really have, as we say at the end, Osa Shalom b'Romo v'Yasa Shalom Aleinu. Tremendous recipe for Shalom. What about the Efer? What about the Efer, the Parah Aduma? I think all of us in our lives want to leave behind some legacy. Somehow that when Lachameva Simshana, when we're gone, something remains behind. Sometimes we mistakenly think that if you want to have a legacy, you have to be there out in the limelight. You have to get famous. You have to have your picture on the cover of, I don't know, Mishpacha something. Or at least the MMY brochure. I don't know what. You know, but you have to be out there. And if you're not out there, if you're not in the limelight, if your name isn't on neon lights, so that's it. It's no legacy. Think about the A for the Paradum. The Paraduma has its Mayor of Esam Shana. In much less time. And after it's gone, well, there are our ashes. But Chazal tell us that the first paraduma that Moshe Rabbeinu made lasted into the time of Ezra. I didn't do an exact cheshbon, but it seems to be close to 1,000 years. Certainly many, many centuries. You have a paraduma, which is gone. But what it left behind is a legacy for centuries. The Paraduma didn't have to be famous. It could be like Avram says, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, what am I? You want to leave behind a legacy. You don't have to necessarily be in the limelight. It's very often behind the scenes. And yes, the newspapers may not know about it. The world may not know about it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly knows about it. And the legacy of the person who lives in tremendous humility and a humble life sometimes is much, much greater than the person who seeks the outward fame and fortune. Think about the Efer of the Parah Aduma. It leaves a legacy for doros, for decades, for centuries, way when beyond the Parah Aduma is no longer around. Avraham Avinu comes along and he says, Anochi Afer Ve'Efer. He's talking about humility. Chazal come along and tell us there are two mitzvahs, but there are messages in these two mitzvahs. Be like Avraham Avinu. Be like Afer Ve'Efer. And not only will Am Yisrael be zoche to mitzvah, but we as individuals will be zoche to the offer of the Sota, to having tremendous shalom bayis and serenity in our lives, and to the Efer of the Parah Aduma, to leave behind a lasting legacy.